I'm super excited to be able to introduce Dee Rayburn for our first panel. I'm sorry, sometimes the first morning people trickle in, you're getting audience members as they wake up and realize they're late to the conference. So hopefully you'll see some more folks. But this is one of those panels that we get most excited about for the conference because it is so many, it's all outside speakers, not all in-house, all in a compliance role, all of whom can tell us as private practitioners, for those of you in the audience who are in the defense world like I am now, what they're looking for, what they're looking at, what keeps them up at night. So I love panels like this. And Dee is especially a good person to moderate this panel because not only is he in-house with investment firm Avidity Partners, long-short healthcare hedge fund. You have offices in both Dallas and Connecticut, right? So, you know, great background in terms of both the in-house role as compliance officer, but also with respect to regulated entities. Dee also spent a number of years with the SEC. He was a senior staff attorney in the Division of Enforcement here in the Fort Worth office, member of the Complex Financial Instruments Group. Earlier, he was a partner at a Dallas-based law firm, traded weather derivatives. I have no idea what that is. Okay, you'll have to explain it to me at the break. He's a graduate of SMU, of Oklahoma Law School, Boomer Sooner, and Price College of Business for his MBA. And he is also an adjunct professor at Texas A&M Law School. So super exciting. I understand, Dee, your panel members are going to introduce themselves.
They are. So, they are. I want everybody, I want all the excitement to calm down first so they can hear them. Putting us on the second day just wasn't fair because the excitement is just built to a crescendo this morning. So I'm glad you guys are calming down now from all the excitement. Standing room only. There's a guy standing in the back right there. So, thanks for the very kind remarks. We have a great panel. I think I'm going to let them introduce themselves momentarily. Patrick has reminded me that we're all very different in our jobs and our roles, and hopefully we can kind of share some tidbits, some experiences that will resonate with you as we work through this morning. I do think it's prophetic that they put a break right after us because after an hour of our content, everybody's going to need a break. Patrick, lead us off.
All right. Like most compliance professionals, I'm essentially an overeducated janitor who can't hold down a job. I'm currently the chief legal and administrative officer at Gulfport Energy. Before that, I was chief risk and compliance officer at Chesapeake Energy. And before that, worked at the SEC, FINRA, and law firms in Texas.
Maggie Phipps. I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, Vanderbilt undergrad and Notre Dame Law School. I started my career as a corporate attorney in Chicago, was in private practice for about 10 years, and moved to Devon Energy in 2018. And there, I'm assistant secretary, do some board work. I lead our compliance program and our Business Ethics Resource Center, which is our investigative team. And I also sit on our fraud steering committee. So happy to be here.
I'm John Sadar. I am not from Chicago. born and raised in southern Pakistan, that is. I'm currently the Deputy Chief Compliance Officer for Sempra Infrastructure. It's an LNG infrastructure company, but I've spent about 16 years in the oil and gas space, both working for Baker Hughes and then Noble Energy, which was a smaller independent E&P firm. In between, kind of like Patrick, bit of a journeyman, I did almost like a two-year stint for AB InBev, which is the largest beer company in the world. The irony was that, I'm a good Baptist boy, so I don't drink. So anyway, delighted to be here.
We decided that all the other panels stole all our good material, so we're just going to take questions right from the beginning. It's going to be a long hour. All right, we'll save you and go ahead and get into our program. I think the world, to me, seems to be spinning ever faster and faster these days, and I'd like to hear from these folks as to how you're sort of approaching uncertain times and, specifically as it applies to compliance in your respective organizations.